We're reading in the book of the writings of Bala Sulam, page 725. Beginning with the already wondered letter 31, sorry. Writings of Bala Sulam, page 725, letter 31, beginning in the middle with Kvar Tamu. There is no English text for that one. Our sages have already wondered, Esther, coming from the Torah, where from? And they said, V'anochi haster astir, and I shall hide and conceal. And the issue is that from Lolishma, not for her sake, Balishma, he comes to for her sake, that the light in her would reform. And if so, they have asked correctly, how can there be any concealment for any person? Even if you say that he is wicked and engages in the Torah and mitzvot lolishma, nonetheless, the light in here has to reform. And they explained that there are two concealments, as hastel astir, I shall hide and conceal. One concealment is from the diminution of the moon, as written meorot, lights, with incomplete spelling. And the vav is lacking from the ma'or in here, mem alef reish instead of mem alef vav reish. The second concealment from the sin of Adam Harishon, that he threw filth in here. And also the first one was diminished and became mar, mem reish, bitter, instead of ma'or, mem alef vav reish, light. And in the story of Genesis preceded the remedy to the blow, as written about the verse Yehi Or, let there be light, Vayehi Or, and let there be light, so that there would be enough for the above two concealments. And through the force of the slandering serpent, the second light was blemished as well, and all that remained from him is Vav Reish, and already the first Or was lacking the Vav, so it remained Sa'ar al Rosh Anachash v'si'ato, a storm over the head of the serpent and his faction. Arurata mikol behema, that you are cursed of all the beasts, etc. That from the first one remained Aleph Reish, from the second one Vav Reish. Therefore his legs, his feet were also chopped, and he goes upon his venter, his belly, etc. Because I have no time to prolong about that. This is the secret of the O light that was used during the 7 days of Genesis and was concealed for the righteous for future times, and understand that. However, all the corrections are in the receivers of the light, that while they are unworthy to receive the upper light, and they are considered as rebelling in the light, because the secret light means bestow. And when one comes to reception, it is called ma'or instead of or, illumination instead of light, let's say, which is the secret of the internality that reforms, which clothes in the vessels of reception, and the upper light clothes in the letters of all the prayers, as he and his name are one, which is the secret that our forefathers were immersed in brick and mortars from the filth of Egypt in the 49th gate of impurity, and then the King of all kings, the Creator, was revealed upon them and redeemed them. And the reason is that they had to discover all the letters of the prayer. Therefore, the Creator waited for them. Indeed, when all the prayers were finished, were completed, he hurried to redeem them, as written, Vegito veyado, come at once. And the righteous Mordechai, being as Hadassah was his foster child, he merited her because she was his cousin Avichail. And therefore, as written, and the vision of the glory of the fire of the Lord is like a consuming fire at the top of the mountain. He had good and fatty pasture with her, as written, on his right is the fire, Datlamov, that he understood through the light of his righteousness and extended upon her a thread of mercy, and through this extension he continued the degree of Kav line to sanctity. Due to these two diminutions, as written, Ve'aviha yarok yarak befaneha, and her father spit in her face, with spit written twice, until he married Esther, that all who saw Esther found grace in her, even to the nations of the world. And initially, he corrected her in the posterior, as written, that she gets up of Choshverosh's lap, and she immerses and sits in the lap of the of Mordechai, of the righteous Mordechai, which is the secret of Torah, as written, that Mordechai is the interpretation or translation of the Torah, meaning the mar comes from the side of the serpent who instilled filth in her. This is a secret for most of his brothers, but not for all of his brothers, and understand that well. And from the Ma'or, illumination in her, the Aleph diminished, as written, he and I cannot dwell in the world, because a man cannot reside with the serpent in the same basket. And he was rewarded and purified it for her, because he continued to hear his champion, meaning the Creator. However, still, Me'orot, lights, is in incomplete spelling, meaning because the Vav is lacking due to the diminution of the moon, etc. But for that, he later was rewarded with the clothing of Malchut and a great golden crown, that's written, the two great lights. And then, as written, Mordechai from the Torah, as written, Mor Dror, meaning liberation from the angel of death, meaning truly in the words of sanctity, because all the purity in the posterior, which is what is implied by Targum, translation, and complete freedom from the words of sanctity, because there's 49 holy face and 49 impure face from the side of the diminution of the moon. Therefore, in the first correction, the vessels emerge with purity, and the second correction is a new name that the mouth of the Creator shall speak. Havayashma, her name is Havaya, and in every place it is devoted and served to my name. Up to here.
בכל מדרגה ומדרגה.
On each and every degree.
זה קורה לנו.
It happens so that.
כל התהליך שאנחנו עוברים.
On each and every degree.
שיש בכל שנה.
This whole process that we undergo. We go through it and. We go through all the holidays throughout the entire degree, throughout the Shana, the year. Shana from the word meaning it repeats itself in all different forms, shapes, and manners. And the unique thing is that it is all with respect to the receivers, according to the Rishimot, Orot, Nitzotzim, and Kelim, that they scrutinize. So they undergo all these sparks, and then a person reaches a state where he also must reach the 49 gates of impurity, and then the 50th gate of the Bina, and then everything that seems to him as something horrific inverts in him. This whole, the higher level, which seemed to him as impossible, as something truly despised, and he was ready to accept it above reason as much as he could, until his efforts in all of the 49 gates in which he can't, but somehow overcomes, and he stops at the 50th gate. There he can't. He has a real prayer, a true prayer, and then he receives it. And the still, the concealment comes from the double concealment, where both of the on the vessels of reception and also over the vessels of bestowal, and also the corrections, by Mordechai, they seem the opposite to the Mordor, the Miradachya. This is how you reach, you come to Purim, when the worst possible state is revealed, where you're helpless, and you try to ascribe it to the Creator. And you're ready to go in bestowal. Don't exactly have the words here, but above all worst possible situations, that he turns them, that he takes them above himself. Then the very opposite is revealed. The light that is clothed in all this, and then you discover the help. You have to understand that it all depends on the person himself. There's no action here on behalf of the higher, like we learned from tests, that the whole system, it's built and already exists, and we awaken Abba and Ima and Arich Anpin by our ascent as man to the zone of Atzilut. And it's not that from above, and also from above, like we learned that there is the awakening from above, it is only when there is the reciprocal circle of actions with the awakening from below. What else did we have there? Oh, go ahead. Ask about maybe the Arur, damned, or Er, awake. Yes,
what does it mean that you have to reach 50 degrees until the prayer would come out? It seems like something mechanical.
Why mechanical? It talks about the disturbances out of which a person builds the kli. So if you're capable of building the kli, besides the real heitata, which is something that a person can't build because that is he himself, but all the rest that he got from the lights, I'll give it a simple explanation. There is the substance of creation, the will to receive. The light enters that substance of creation and builds the form of bestowal in it. And that form of bestowal, it builds in the will to receive the first nine. And the first nine is the Malchut itself. And the first nine and the Malchut, they then come to a reciprocal action. The moment how do they reach a reciprocal action? Because there was the Tzimtzum Aleph that was done, and you don't use the Heitata, the lower Hei itself. It's concealed in the Partsuf of Ak in Galgalta. And you use only what's possible in the first nine, on which you identify with the Creator, and then you receive in order to bestow. In other words, in the qualities of bestowal which I get from the Creator, I can bestow onto Him, but not in my own substance. During the shattering of the vessels, the first nine in which I was working, and I wanted to add over them that also in my matter I'm capable of achieving bestowal.
I,
I, in my action, which I tried to do so to sanctify even more, like it was said about Adam and Eve before they ate from the tree of knowledge, they were furthermore sanctified because they saw that they were about to receive in order to bestow and to get the complete pleasure. And they couldn't do it. Here, on the shattering of the vessels, it's more convenient for us to talk about the shattering of the vessels. There is less confusion. So on the shattering of the vessels, what happened was, is that after the shattering of the vessels, I feel myself, I discover instead of the tet rishonot, fulfilled with light and the qualities of bestowal, I discover the very opposite in them, that everything fell into the shells. And then, instead of the qualities of bestowal, what's revealed is, instead of to receive in order to bestow and to bestow in order to bestow, what you discover is the opposite. You discover to bestow in order to receive and to receive in order to receive. Now that I'm in order to receive and I start to discover all my qualities, how they are all in order to receive. And that's how, according to my degree, I reached the 50th gate. What does that mean? That I must go through a process in which it's revealed to me, in which all of my vessels of reception are revealed. It's revealed to me the extent to which I want to receive everything from myself in those vessels, and to the extent to which I decide in them that it is bad. About my whole life, about my whole current situation, a person starts feeling that in all his qualities, in all of his relations, in all the understandings, in all that he does, that were and are, all that, it comes only from in order to receive. That by that he causes, he is the only causer of evil in the world. Truly so. Later on come even greater revelations, and he has to ascribe them all to the higher light, the Creator, that shows him that that's how it is. And alongside with it, to justify the Creator, to justify himself, because one can't work without the other, and to reach a state where he sees in all these discernments only the attitude between him and the Creator, that the world is between them, with all the horrific conditions which he discovers as the 49 gates. It's not the form, but I have no other way to express this. And then he needs to justify it. He needs to... Yes, Agam, what?
He writes, however, all the corrections are in the receivers of the light, and while they are unworthy to receive the upper light, they are as rebellions of the light.
Well,
what is that state, inner state, called rebellions of the light, rebelling with the light?
If a person doesn't understand that all these things, they come only in order to build inside him new vessels, to be adapted to the Creator, that cannot be built without his participation, that he must. Imagine the following. We give birth not to children in our world, but we give birth to 20-year-olds. With all their inner content that has to be inside a person, including high school and university and the professions and everything, and you really come out of mom's belly, good, really holy, behaving, really straight out of the Binah, fulfilled with the light of Chokhmah, what then? You would have gotten angels. And then you would have seen them behave nicely toward each other, the world truly as the Garden of Eden. And that's true. Without people, that is exactly its form. Your image or replication in the Garden of Eden is truly that way in its perfect state, only there's no creature. That is outcome of the Bina, because without that a person, that is what is lacking for that procreation from above. What's missing is the self-participation, the self-acknowledgement, the acknowledgement to the Creator. In short, what's missing is the evil inclination, where only from a thing and its opposite can you build something or anything. And that's why everything, the whole of creation, this is why it occurs and exists only with respect to the person who attains, the person who uses it. This is what he says.
I'm saying, when the world Kli will be in an advanced state and will, with God's help, reach the state feeling what it is like to rebel in the light. Let's say the social committee gives us an exercise, and I can also do it internally, not just to write down all kinds of things, and here I've done that. I can overcome with the help of the exercise of the social committee.
Social committee.
Doesn't matter whoever it is, will I be able to overcome that state? Because rebelling in the light sounds like not just disrespect, but
it's a bit of a greater disrespect. So
what can overcome me, and what can bring a person out of into that state called, or in that state of rebelling in the light?
If you'll put in a lot of strength and you'll want to be a good person, you'll discover that you're evil.
But how can you come out of it?
You said it yourself, with God's help. Yes? Dennis from Moscow is asking, what does it mean that an inner part is clothed in the vessels of reception? He says that when he reaches reception, it's called illumination, which is the secret of the internality that reforms, that clothes in the vessel of reception.
Because there's an opposite value to the vessels of the lights, and that is in the Kli. When the lights glow in the Kli and they are revealed with their opposite value, then in truth the value is not opposite. Rather, through our exertion we discover them as opposites. Because inverted. Because my exertion is what turns the light of Malchut to the light of Ketel. Or straight, direct light, in short, becomes reflected light and has inverted, opposite values. Therefore, this is the phenomenon that takes place. Others? That's it?
No, Nessie.
Well, Nessie?
Can you give an example of what does it mean? What you just explained, that it comes in an opposite form.
We learn that all the time. It all depends on whether I... Look, I'll give you this example. If the host is sitting with the guest, and the guest, well, instead of the grown-up guest, let's say it's a little child, and put before him all kinds of dishes, from the simple ones until the most refined. Refined to him would be the sweetest, right? Something sweet, ice cream with all kinds of toppings. What is he going to take? He'll take the greatest thing, right? Now, if you put in his place a person who is kind of educated or experienced, and he's sitting before the host, then he's going to start with something not so important. Just taste a little bit of something, as if to, you know, make a favor to the host. So they sit down, they start talking. So there's an issue of resistance here, of connecting above the flavors. So the attitude, the approach is opposite. This is called the opposite value of the lights and the vessels. I want to show the host that even the smallest things, in which there isn't so much of importance by themselves, they are important to me because I receive it from you, from him. Now you can say the following: why won't you show that over the highest dish, the greatest dish? With the highest dish, I have no room with which to express that. The highest dish, I can receive it on the condition that I'm ready within. And in the lowest dish, I'm now willing to receive it and show the attitude to the host. And to the contrary, if when I advance and I receive the greatest lights, I will have in them an equal degree as when I received the smallest lights with the dishes that are not so important. It turns out that I clothe in the reflected light the highest direct light. I don't just invert the lights in the vessels, I also clothe them in the opposite, inverted manner. So it turns out that when I reach the great desires, I'm talking about the zivugim, couplings from below upwards, not as we learn about Galgalta Absag when they come down. I'm talking following the shattering of the vessels when we ascend. Then it turns out through the Ibu and Nikamuchin that I then clothe the greatest lights with reflected light. Meaning, I begin from the small reflected light and I reach the greatest reflected light. But that is relative as well, because in Ibu, in Nika Mochin, I use the vessels of the upper one, and in them I bring him contentment. The baby doesn't understand that when he's smiling to mommy, what pleasure is he giving her? And we do. We should understand what pleasure we're giving by being in Ibur. conception. So I use the attitude of the Upper One towards me, that I have to digest, to understand that by me smiling to the Upper One in a state of Ibur, I bring him contentment that is possibly greater than what I would later bring him during the time of Gadlut, adulthood. And from this you can also understand the opposite inverted value of the lights and the vessels. There is here something which is kind of double within double. There are two clovings here. Two clovings is two garments, as is customary to put on during the Shabbat, as we say. Two coats, for example. Yes.
In the beginning of the lesson, you said, during the introduction, the preparation, to ascribe oneself to the Creator. What does that mean?
To ascribe oneself to the Creator, and that is all of our work, means that a person learns from everything that he goes through that it all comes from the Creator, and only in order for the person to nullify himself, to subjugate himself towards whatever comes his way, even though it seems to him that he did it, but he doesn't throw away whatever he as if did and whatever came to him as though, well, it just came from the Creator and that's it. Rather, it goes over him in a way that he's truly incorporated, integrated with it. He feels it. He sees the world as a theater on the one hand, and on the other hand, it goes through his flesh. And he ascribes everything to the good who does good, that the Creator has created it this way for him in order to make him great, grown up. And the entire world is worth his while. He sees the whole world as if, on the one hand, they all exist. And there is reality, truth to that. I live in that. And on the other hand, it all just seems to me, I imagine it, it's a theater, and there is no reality to that. Rather, everything appears before me only in order to grow me. And between these two extreme or two discernments, the person exists. And he is confused until he makes the effort of combining them. And this combination of the two can be done only if he ascribes them to the Upper One, both the real world that appears to him and also the imaginary world that appears to him. And by that, he sees himself as that his will to receive, he's asking to belong, to be related to the Creator in a way that what will be left for him, for himself, is just the decision to totally belong. He says words here and there, but out of the action, a person begins to discover within himself those words. Yes.
Yosef from the Jerusalem group is asking, what is the illumination of Mordechai which took place during the Purim?
This is a unique illumination where the light of Chokhmah comes to us through Binah and it opens up for us. It's called Mordor al Kapot HaManul, the freedom on the on the lock, as written in the Song of Songs. Yes, Terence. Is there anybody here to... No French people, thanks God.
Okay. Rav, you just gave an example. You just gave an example that when the baby smiles to his mother, he doesn't know that he's smiling to his mom.
נדע כרגע דוגמה שכשהתינוק מחייך לאמו, אז הוא לא יודע שהוא מחייך לאמו.
And I wanted to know...
לא, אולי הוא יודע, אבל לא יודע עד כמה...
Maybe he knows, but he doesn't realize how much contentment he's bringing here.
And I wanted to know...
זאת אומרת, המעשה...
Meaning, the smallest action that we do at the smallest degree... is by that creates a very great reflected light, a light of pleasure for the upper one, if one aims even a little bit towards the upper one, because we can also aim to opposite, intend for opposite things that are unrelated to the Creator. The baby knows that he has something towards mommy. He doesn't know who mother is, but as much as he understands, so by that, he smiles to her or makes some motion, and by that he brings her contentment. So,
my question is, how do we smile to the Creator now?
השאלה היא איך אנחנו מחייכים לבורא עכשיו? איך לחייך לבורא עכשיו?
Ima,
mommy enjoys the baby when he makes actions of a living person who understands, feels, responds, makes some movements of a human. He smiles, he throws his hands and legs about. Well, something. She enjoys the fact that she sees in him signs of life. The Creator enjoys us when we show him signs of spiritual life.
Ken?
Yes?
We know that our correction is through Rav, books, and the group. And my question is, when you stumble upon different kinds of disturbances, and it says that each kind is made specifically against the place where you are, meaning that you will not receive something that you can't deal with. So my question is whether the correction that I previously talked about the group and the books, whatever you stumble upon there, that's what you correct. Is there a difference that between stumbling upon one thing or another thing in life? Are there any differences?
On the one hand, there is no difference because all the disturbances come from the Creator. And the moment that you went through it and you've acted wholeheartedly from whatever you understood, whatever you knew, whatever way that you were confused, cursed, whatever it was, it happened, and you have to say that this is how it was planned ahead of time, and there's nothing to do about it. And Whatever happens, you now have to continue from the new degree. You've ascribed it to the Creator, fine. What of it? You can't just erase it. You have to nonetheless continue to yearn towards extra dvikut, adhesion, and to try to take all moments, all incidents, whatever they are, to ascribe them to Him. But again, before the action, just say it's only me who is now going about and doing it in whatever you can. After the action, as after the deed, as we learn, it is there's none else besides Him. So I don't quite understand the difference between, you know, related to what happens to us. Well, nobody knows, because it depends on the root of one's soul. That depends on the root of the soul. Whatever falls on each and every one in his fate.
I'm talking on my behalf. Is there a different kind of action, or do I simply want to cleave further more on to the group? That's the only thing that I can do.
Yes, but on top of all the actions that happen to you, all the incidents, all the city states that are different, yours are different than your neighbors. So what are you asking?
So I'm saying they're also different in me.
But you have to overcome them with the same method.
The method is identical, always to the group, to make the correction.
Yes, if that's the question, yes.
Again. He says that he doesn't want to be lengthy about it, and it comes from the assumption of chopping off the hands, legs, and so on. When I check myself, I see that the greatest obstacle I have are the bad habits that I have with respect to our path. I figure everyone has. The will to receive works on the habits. Why is the snake's punishment is for his legs to be chopped off?
If they wouldn't chop the serpent's legs, we would never succeed to reach the corrections. On the one hand, and also we wouldn't be able to discover the Creator in an equal degree, because the legs, feet, the legs of the serpent are the discernments that if they were disclosed, we wouldn't have been able to come out of the will to receive. Meraglim, legs are from meraglim, spies, the worst, greatest desires. If it would have been disclosed to us in such a way, we wouldn't have been able to do anything. The will to receive would have swallowed us up like in some black hole, and that's it. We wouldn't be able to understand, to feel, ever. Meaning, we would be controlling the spark also only with our ego. We would yearn only to reach the height of the Creator in order to receive. We don't yet discern this discernment that is in the will to receive, Dalet of Dalet, and how much we were rewarded in the upper system that this one is not revealed, not disclosed. Otherwise, I mean, look at even with the small imaginary pleasures of this world, where we die over them and we're unable to do anything about that. And we're being confused, and we forget within a second whatever happened the moment before, and we fall into everything. And the more we advance, even more so. Even more so. One who is greater than his friend, his desire is greater. That's what we discover. More sneaky, more concealed, and it's completely cut off from the previous moment. Really so. So, if the legs of the serpent would have been revealed, then the person would not have been able to grasp, to realize that he is in two states. Well, wait a minute, we're done, right? Okay.
And moving on to the next part of the lesson, Zohar for all.